Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Elbit Systems Ltd. third quarter 2012 results conference call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded November 13, 2012. If you have not yet received a copy of today's release and would like to do so, please call CCG Investor Relations at 1-646-201-9246. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of CCG Investor Relations. Mr. Ehud, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good day to everybody. On behalf of all the investors, I would like to thank Elbit Systems management for hosting this call. Joining us on the call today are Mr. Joseph Ackerman, Elbit Systems President and CEO, Mr. Yossi Gaspar, Elbit Systems Chief Financial Officer. Yossi will begin by providing a discussion of the financial results of the quarter, followed by Joseph, who will talk about some of the significant events during the quarter and beyond. We'll then turn over the call to the question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to remind out that the safe harbor statement in the company's press release issued earlier today also refers to the content of this conference call. With that, I would like now to hand over the call to Yossi. Yossi, please.
Thank you, Ehud. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We'll provide you with both our regular GAAP financial data as well as certain supplemental non-GAAP information. You can find all of the detailed financial data as well as other relevant information in today's press release. I will highlight and discuss some of the key figures. Revenues were $677.5 million in the third quarter of 2012 as compared to $663.7 million in the third quarter of last year. In terms of revenue breakdown across our areas of operation in the quarter, airborne systems was 39%, land systems was 16%, C4ISR was 29%, electro-optics 10%, and the rest was 6%. These are similar percentages to those of last year, with a slight increase in the airborne systems and a decrease in the C4ISR. On a geographic basis, the United States was 34% of our revenues, Israel was 15%, Europe 19%, and the rest of the world was 32%. We do not see the quarterly fluctuations in our revenue breakdown as indicative of any long-term trends. However, on a year-over-year basis, there has been a trend of increasing sales in Asia-Pacific and Latin America, where defense budgets are growing, and there was a decrease in sales in Israel as some of the larger projects, such as the DAP project, are in a transition phase. For the third quarter, our gross margin was 28.3%. This was a decrease from the 30.8% level we saw last year. The decline in the gross margin was a result of increased competition in the marketplace. The company is focusing on process efficiencies improvements to mitigate this market pressure. Operating income for the third quarter was $49 million, representing a 7.2% margin. Operating income in the third quarter of last year was $56.2 million, or a margin of 8.5%. Despite the decline from last year, I'm encouraged by the fact that compared with the second quarter of this year, we were able to show an improvement in our operating income. In terms of operating expense breakdown during the third quarter, our net R&D expenses for the quarter were slightly below the levels of those of the third quarter last year, at 7.5% of revenues compared with 8.4% a year ago. We do not see these quarterly fluctuations as indicative of any change in our R&D investment policy and see R&D expenses as an investment in our long-term potential. Marketing and selling expenses remained at the same level as last year and were 8.7% of our revenues in the quarter, compared with 8.8% in the third quarter of last year. Our G&A expenses in the third quarter were 4.8% of revenues, slightly reduced from the 5.1% of revenues in the third quarter of last year. We see for the last several quarters a continuous reduction in these expenses. This improvement is part due to general efficiencies and synergies realized from integration of various businesses acquired in recent years, and special focus on G&A cost-cutting activities. Financial expenses for the third quarter of 2012 were $5.5 million compared to $3.1 million in the third quarter of last year. The increase in the financial expenses relates primarily to exchange rate fluctuations as well as the higher level of debt compared with last year. The affiliates, which we do not consolidate, contributed $1 million to the net income of the quarter compared with $4 million in the third quarter of last year. Consolidated net income attributable to Elbit Systems shareholders for the third quarter was $39.5 million, or a net margin of 5.8%. This is compared with net income of $36.5 million, or net margin of 5.5% in the third quarter of 2011. Diluted net earnings per share for the third quarter were $0.95, compared with $0.85 in the third quarter of last year. With respect to certain non-GAAP information, our non-GAAP operating profit was 9% of revenues, compared with 10.6% of revenues in the third quarter of last year. The net income was $49.4 million, or 7.3%, compared with $56.4 million, or 8.5% in the third quarter of last year. Non-GAAP EPS in the quarter was $1.18. In the third quarter of last year, the non-GAAP EPS was $1.31. Operating cash flow for the first three quarters of this year was $61 million, compared with $11.2 million in the same period of last year. Our backlog of orders as of September 30, 2012, was $5.53 billion, an increase from the backlog at the end of the prior quarter, which stood at $5.46 billion. Approximately 74% of the backlog relates to orders outside of Israel. Approximately 54% of the company's backlog as of September 30, 2012, is scheduled to be performed during the remainder of this year and 2013. Finally, the board of directors declared a dividend of $0.30 per share for the third quarter of 2012. That ends my summary, and I will now turn the call over to Mr. Atzi.
Thank you, Yossi. We are encouraged by the results of this quarter. We reported a solid set of financial parameters demonstrating stability and hope in our business. Like everyone else, Elbit Systems is affected by current global economic trends. However, we have a very long-term perspective and view. Our technology development and strategy looks at and plans for many years ahead, well beyond any short-term economic volatility. This long-term focus on bettering our future capabilities and building the technology in preparation for the needs of the next decades has allowed us to consistently grow at a steady pace over many decades. For example, we started working on our UAS strategy in the 1990s, and only in the past few years has this technology moved into mainstream. In the current quarter, our gross margins were stable at around the same level we have seen for the past two quarters, and our operating expenses were slightly lower than the level we have seen in the past few quarters, enabling us to show an improved operating margin. Our revenues grew in the last three quarters over the same period last year, mainly due to increased exposure to the continuing developing Latin American and Asian Pacific markets, which I have spoken about in past quarters. As I have said, we are increasingly focusing on these global markets as we already see a shift from defense spending in Western markets to a more balanced global spending picture. We are encouraged with a slight increase in our backlog over last quarter, and the general trend has been a return to incremental improvement, which is a good sign for the future. And furthermore, we recently won a number of important contracts, including many of those growing regions, all of which are contributing to our backlog. In Asia Pacific region, we received a contract for $30 million to supply a particular country artillery corps with an autonomous artillery system. We also received a second contract for $20 million to supply that same country armed forces with personal radio systems. We also received an order from the Australian Defense Forces for the supply of battle management system for the Royal Australian Navy's landing craft. We are particularly encouraged by the success that we have in Australia, a country with significant potential for us, in which we only recently established a local presence. In Brazil, our subsidiary AEL was awarded a $15 million initial production order for unmanned turrets to be supplied to the Brazilian Army. This order is part of the $260 million framework contract that we announced in January last year for 30mm unmanned turrets for the Brazilian Army's Guarani program. Furthermore, a few weeks ago, Ares, another of our subsidiary in Brazil, received a production order from the Brazilian Army amounting to $25 million for remote-controlled weapons stations. Elsewhere in Latin America, we received an $18 million contract to establish a mission training center for fighter aircraft for this particular country by 2014. In Israel, TOR, Advanced Fighter Training, our partnership with Israel Aircraft Industries reached an agreement with the Ministry of Defense with regard to a contract totaling $603 million, of which our share is $420 million. In the establishment phase of the project, we are establishing an enhanced logistic support and maintenance infrastructure for the new trainer, as well as an advanced ground training array. The new advanced avionics system is designed to improve the readiness of the Israeli Air Force's pilots in operating next-generation aircraft. We are pleased that our training products are gaining strong traction both inside as well as outside Israel. It further strengthens our position as world leaders in the field of advanced technical training. We have also seen increasing recent activity in the United States, which made up a third of our revenues this quarter. Elbit Systems of America was awarded a $17 million contract from Boeing to upgrade the Apache Block 3 mission processor, and VSI International was awarded a contract from the Royal Danish Air Force for night vision queuing and night vision imaging system technology. In summary, I'm really pleased with the quarter and excited with the direction in which Elbit is heading and its future potential. And with that, I will be happy to take your questions. Please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. I'll have two questions on the financial. I'll start with OPEX. We've seen it decreasing as a result of your cost reduction program. Can you just comment on the R&D side, which has reached a lower than usual level?
Yes. On the OPEX, we adapt our operating expenses on a multi-year basis to the overall business volume and to the forecast of the investment in our technology. One of the things that we are doing through these efficiency cycles is that we are looking at R&D programs that can be consolidated between the various sites that these programs are performed, and through that build some efficiencies. Sometimes during our reviews, we find synergies can be built by just consolidating two development teams and just achieving essentially the same goals on the long term without spending that much money in the near to mid-term. So these are one of the actions that we are taking. In addition to that, we of course prioritize the R&D efforts to fit as much as possible our designated markets requirements.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And now just about the taxes. It's been the second quarter in a row that you display a lower than usual effective tax rate. What rate should we use from a modeling perspective going forward?
I would say that if you take the last 4 to 6 quarters, on average, I think this is a more representative number than just this quarter or last quarter.
All right. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Joel Rosenberg of Klal. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I know you guys mentioned not to look at quarterly, but if I look year to date and I see Israel has been down a little bit as a percentage, but within the backlog, they're still around the 25%. I was wondering if you expect them to return to the 25% level, and if so, when?
Israel, as you mentioned in the backlog, we have that. And as I mentioned earlier in the data that I presented, the reduction in the last several quarters in the revenues to Israeli market was caused by some delay in receipt of orders, actually last year, for a continuation of one of the programs, like the DAP program. These orders have been received, and the production continues, and we expect to see those revenues at least partially coming back in the future, next quarter, and so on.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering also if you can give any color within the rest of the world. Latin America is growing, or is Latin America growing as a percentage, a part of that, or do you see stronger but in Asia Pacific? A little color within the rest of the world.
I think looking on a period per period, like a year ago and today, we see consistency in that, and the percentage of Latin America as part of the rest of the world is essentially the same like it was last year, and the same goes for Asia Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Now, within others in the segments, the non-defense, is that cyber? Can you elaborate a little bit on what other projects are within there? And do you expect, is that growing in par with the company or faster or slower?
No, cyber is included in the C4I part, and the non-defense is actually non-defense. It means all kind of production contracts or commercial applications. Traditionally, we have somewhere on an average of about 5%, all these kinds of businesses combined.
I see. Okay, thanks. Just one last question. If there's any update on you have a lot of different partnerships, which is really helping to sort of drive and stabilize revenues. You any of the partnerships is anything new in India or or elsewhere?
Oh yes, Elbit philosophy is to try to see whether we can do partnering with companies, and we did that, as you said, in India, and this enabled us to have access to the Indian market. We did it in Brazil. We teamed with Embraer on UAVs in Brazil, and we see the results. And recently, as we announced, we teamed with Boeing on promoting UAVs. So yes, we'll continue to do so.
Okay, and is that how, in other words, going forward, the business plan is to do more and more partnerships in different regions? That's strategy?
Yes, yes. Whenever, usually, we have the right technology, but in some countries they would like to see a local partner, and partners like Boeing in America and Embraer in Brazil is always a big advantage.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Simon Morris of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my question. Just to start off with backlog, we saw a bit of a pickup this quarter, about 1%. Is that all just from, it's all from Israel. Is that from mainly from that the big contract win of $420 million? Is that in the backlog from this quarter, or is it from anything else?
It's a combination of contracts, and this contract that you mentioned had also been partially included.
So it's not fully included yet in the backlog?
Sorry?
It's not fully included yet in the backlog?
No.
420. Okay, great. Okay, thanks a lot. And we've also seen on the cash flow side the impact from increase of receivables this quarter. I guess that's increased credit to consume to the customers. Is this a trend which we should expect to go forward in terms of pressure of increased credit days to customers, or is this a one-off for the quarter?
No, we have seen that actually. If you look back, the trend we have seen that for the last 4-6. Maybe more quarters, and these are long, very long-term programs with some financial arrangements with our customers that calls for the increase in this line. And going forward, we'll definitely maintain that and maybe slightly grow.
Okay, thanks a lot. And so just a few more questions, if you don't mind. Just one, looking to, I mean, if we actually look to Europe and the US, I mean, we've all been quite fearful of the budget cuts, but we've actually seen growth in the 9 months of this year actually quite resilient. Europe's up 4 months year to date. America's only 2% down. Is it the fact of, you know, the worst is yet to come, or is this something, is this the product niche of Elbit enabling it to maintain this growth going forward?
Okay, the reduction we foresee is generally the general defense spending. However, there is growth in commercial structure that we do, both from our company Cyclon in the U.S. and M7 in the United States. And also, generally speaking, the defense electronic portion of the defense spending is going to stay stable, while we will see a reduction in more in the platform business. And as you know, Elbit is mainly in defense electronics.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. We have a follow-up question from Dove Rosenberg of Clal. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Just one last question. As far as, I mean, I know you don't give guidance, but looking ahead, the fourth quarter, do you expect a strong year end? Should I compare, is it more comparable to, let's say, fourth quarter last year or to this quarter?
As you know, we do not provide guidance. I would suggest that you look at what has happened in the last several years and conclude from there.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Ackerman to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available 2 hours after the conference ends. In the U.S., please call 1-888-782-4291. In Israel, please call 03-925-5904. And internationally, please call 972-3925-5904. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website, www.elbitsystems.com. Mr. Ackerman, would you like to go ahead and make your concluding statement?
Yeah, thanks. I would like to thank all of our employees for their continued hard work. And to everyone on this call, thank you for joining us today. Have a good day and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Systems Limited third quarter 2012 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.